joining me on the phone now. Got to have theme music for this guest.
I'm a smooth legislator.
State Representative and Washington State Republican Party Chair Jim Walsh joins me on KVI. Hi, Representative Walsh.
Morning, Phil. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Theme music.
I don't know if I'm so smooth, but I guess I am a legislator.
You are a smooth legislator. And that song that we sort of co-opted a little bit from Big Daddy Kane back in the beautiful... beautiful golden era of rap in the late 1980s. Now, I saw something that you were up to. Was it in Vancouver, Washington yesterday? Is that where this all was?
Or was Yesterday down in Vancouver, they had Associated Washington Business, AWB, which is kind of the statewide chamber of commerce. Most of the big employers, big businesses, private sector businesses in Washington are members in it. They do a couple of times a year, basically every season, they do a kind of conference where they get people from government, people from business to come together and talk about what's going on in the state and hopefully how to make things work a little better for the economy, for the private sector economy. And so they had their spring gathering down in Vancouver yesterday, and I attended. I wasn't part of any presentation or any panel. I was just there in the group listening. Mm-hmm. One of the panels they did have had the heads of two of the state bureaucratic agencies that cause a great deal of heartburn for people, including business people in the state. And that is a fellow by the name of Sixkiller, who's the head of the State Department of Ecology.
Mm-hmm. Casey Sixkiller.
And a fellow called Beckett, who is the head of FSEC. And people know the Department of Ecology, for better or worse. Mm-hmm. No, people don't know FSEC very well, and that's the Energy Facility Site Evaluation Council.
Whew.
It's a mouthful. It's affiliated with the State Department of Commerce, but it's a governor thing. It's a governor's council, part of the executive branch.
Because we're citing a lot of energy in this state, from what I understand.
Well, not as much as we should be, but it's doing a lot. So this FSEC was designed originally years ago, decades ago, to basically regulate, and you could read into that limit or restrict, the location, the siting, and the permitting of nuclear power plants. That was its original purpose. And then for years, I mean, nuclear power kind of fell out of favor, and this FSEC didn't really have much to do. So Inslee, the previous governor, took it and kind of reconfigured it and remade it, restructured it.
Of course. You wouldn't want to end something that wasn't happening in this state, because power was happening in this state. You could have just said, okay, we're done with this, we're moving on. But no, Jay Inslee, let's just change it and do something else, right?
Correct. No, I'm sure that President Trump and Elon Musk would have said, just get rid of this thing. It's not doing anything.
It's Doge worthy.
But Inslee decided to change it into a green energy council. And rather than restricting the location of nuclear power plants, Inslee turned it into something which favored windmill projects and solar panel projects around the state. And this has caused controversy, particularly in some central and eastern Washington areas, where the state government has gotten in the business of kind of favoring and encouraging windmill farms and solar panel farms, replacing actual farms.
Right. Agriculture land, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And these are controversial. There's a very controversial solar panel farm project going on right now down in the Goldendale area.
Okay.
And there's been a controversial windmill farm project a little bit south of Tri-Cities. So this FSEC has gotten very controversial. It promotes these alternative energy mega projects, which are heavily taxpayer subsidized, in places where people don't necessarily want them. So it's kind of turned into a bureaucratic agency that's very different from what it was originally meant to be. So the two of these guys are up on a panel, the guy who's the head of the Department of Ecology and the guy who's the head of this AFSEC. And the first thing they did, I mean, at least they didn't do a land acknowledgement. The first thing they did, each of them, was brag about how many employees their agency has, which I thought was a very strange way to lead off kind their presentation.
Kind of tone deaf for a business-oriented commerce group.
Exactly. It was very strange. And clearly, these bureaucrats measure the success of their agencies by how many people they're hiring, not what they do, which I think was very telling right off the bat.
What they can achieve. Like I was saying here a moment ago, this all sounds very Doge-worthy. Should Washington actually pursue something to try and make government more efficient here? Talking to the state representative and the Washington State Republican Party chair, Jim Walsh, who was at this Association of Washington Business spring meeting in Vancouver, Washington yesterday. So you've got the bureaucrats that are there, and this what you're describing kind of comes on the heels of something that I don't know if you saw from Washington Policy Center, Todd Myers, who keeps an eye on these issues, that the state of Washington actually just ranked 50th out of 50 for states here in the United States for improving on renewable energy resources. So if Jay Inslee retooled this government agency that was supposed to deal with nuclear power and switched it over to deal with wind or solar power, how did Washington end up with the lowest amount of growth? We actually, I think, contracted by 4% in renewable energy growth from 2005 to 2024. Had you seen
that
report?
Right. And that came up during their panel discussion when it was opened up to questions. That very issue, that report, and the question of why are we last in the nation
backwards
on moving toward renewable energy or clean energy, that came up in the panel. And they, of course, to the surprise of no one, blamed Trump for this.
Oh, okay. It's a winning strategy, right? In Olympia or Washington, Western Washington anyway.
Yeah, it was odd. And I guess I respect these two guys for getting up there in front of a business group, not their core constituency.
Sure, some other climate agenda activist group.
So, I mean, they, the golf clap to them. At least they went and talked to a business group where they've done a lot to hurt the businesses in the state. The room kind of, everyone was trying to be polite, you know, and they got a polite reception. But when they tried to pivot and blame Trump for stuff that, you know, hey, look, you can dislike Trump all you want, left-wing guys, but he really has nothing to do with this AFSEC organization and Inslee's failure on the green energy front. So it was kind of like, there was kind of like an awkward pause when they tried to blame Trump for this stuff.
As I like to say, sure, pull this leg and it plays Jingle Bells. Yeah. Well, that is kind of the modus operandi in Olympia, is when things are bad, when things don't go your way, blame Trump, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, the cost of gas is not because we're taxing it at almost $1 a gallon. The cost of gas is high here because Trump.
Yeah,
exactly.
The cost of wind and or solar sometimes are so expensive they don't always pencil out, and that's got to be Trump's fault too. So,
oh, absolutely.
Representative Walsh, thank you very much for your time today and explaining what you discovered yesterday at this Association of Washington Business event down in Vancouver. Very illuminating, very telling. About the state of government bureaucracy and why Washington needs its own Doge.
Absolutely. We need to clean these agencies up, no doubt.
Well, we'll be in touch. We'll get back in contact with you, and we'll be talking about more of what's wrong and what needs to change, what needs to be fixed about Washington politics in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much, Representative Walsh.
Always good to talk to you.
All right. Be well. Enjoy the rest of the week.